Butts Getting Todd. Scott speaks on a Saturday evening, May 2nd, 2026. Interesting week, busy week for me, definitely. So I wanted to jump on and just put something out there as happens. I actually, and a lot of you are going to go, well, then why didn't you? I actually, hopefully a lot of you don't do that, but I actually was in Baltimore. I was live in person at Studio B earlier this week, but I don't want to say Todd and I literally had no time to record anything. We probably did, but we did not record anything. So here we are. I was out there for work. I arrived Sunday, April 26th, I think, last Sunday, just a week ago. And spent the day there, you know, hanging out with my nieces, doing whatever they had going on. And then Monday, I drove up to Princeton, New Jersey, had a conference there. I was there Monday and Tuesday. And then drove back Wednesday, visited a firm in the greater Baltimore area. And then Thursday, work from home at Todd's house in Studio B, and went to a play that one of my nieces was in Thursday night, and then flew home Friday morning. So yes, theoretically, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, Todd and I could have recorded something. Theoretically, Wednesday night, we could have recorded something, or even Thursday night, we could have recorded something. But couple issues with that. One, I didn't bring a microphone. And yes, Todd has his microphone in Studio B, but it is much like the one I'm currently talking into. It is a microphone intended to be used by one person, not by multiple people. So that wouldn't have worked. And then the second thing I will say is the timing just wouldn't have worked. It literally wouldn't have. It was, had a lot going on. There was a lot going on in my world, just a lot of driving in the Northeast. I mean, I went from Maryland to PA to New Jersey. And on the way back, I went New Jersey, PA, Delaware, Maryland again. And so I spent a lot of hours in that rental car, and it was just a long process. I was not interested in, I was not interested in recording while I was there. It just never crossed my mind. And it's that time of year. I'll talk a little bit more about this later in the Scott Speaks, but it's that time of year when the NBA playoffs are happening. And so literally every night, even if it wasn't a Trailblazers or a Lakers game, as you guys know, those are the two teams that Todd and I follow respectively, we would still flick on whatever the game was and watch it. And so it just never happened. Just never happened that we found the time to record. So anyway, so instead here I am talking to you guys on a Saturday evening, as I have done many times in the past. And we'll likely do many more times in the future. I'm here just having a one-on-one chat with the people. I will also say I am using a new software just for tonight, and perhaps only for tonight. We'll see how this goes with both the recording and the editing process. I may have talked about this ever since I got this new microphone for Studio A, which is where I am. I can't seem to get the recording to be anything more than like a whisper. For those that are audiophiles out there that are immediately like, oh, try this, try that, I almost promise you I've tried whatever you might think is the solution. I've tried talking at the mic at a different angle. I've tried talking over here. I've tried talking over here. I've tried a bunch of downloads that like boost the audio. I've increased everything. I've checked the settings on everything. There's just nothing I can do. I hate to say it that way. because it seems like I'm giving up, but I'm not. I just, this microphone and Audacity just, and again, maybe it's just this microphone period, although as I'm looking at the waveforms right now in this Osan Audio, which, had I mentioned that already? Is what this is called. As I'm looking at these waveforms, I'm like, oh, okay, these are at least a little more substantial. But I found myself doing Scott Speaks and doing any recording from this studio that I felt as if I really needed to enunciate, as I just did there. And it's frustrating because that's not, I should be able to just talk regularly. And it just wasn't working for some reason. I will say, in last week's episode, when it was Todd and Rohan and myself, and we recorded, we used the audio from the Google Meet, it was great. The levels were great. I didn't have to push anything, you know, in terms of my vocalization and all that. It just came out at a reasonable volume. I do not know why Audacity does not allow that, and I do not know why it appears as though, again, Osan Audio is what it's called. I think that's how you pronounce it. It appears as though this is working a little better, but it's still not huge. Like, I would literally have to yell in the microphone to get it to go across the line into the yellow or red. For those of you that have ever recorded anything, you know what I'm talking about. And it's not that I'm trying to do that, but it's as if, again, we'll blame the microphone. It's as if it's there's a gate that prevents me from getting anywhere near that, no matter what I do. Even that just there got up to like 2 or 3. 7 or 6.5, 7 is when you cross the line. So it's frustrating. It's kind of wild. And it's doubly frustrating for me because the microphone that I use when I'm in Salt Lake City and that I used here in this home studio before I got this one is the complete opposite. Like, I have to find ways to reduce the output volume, if you will. And I try all sorts of things to do that, too. And it's annoying that I feel that I have to do that. So, yeah, I really just don't. It's just frustrating. I want this to just work well, work normally. I don't want to feel like I'm obligated to do something unusual or different to my voice or modulated or whatever, but here we are. So I'm using this different software. I did test this, obviously, before I started recording, and it appears as though it records at a more normalized volume, but literally as I'm looking at these waveforms, I'm like, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. So as you're hearing this, I will have either had to do some effects and amplify it, or I will just use it as it is, and it worked out. And I can't speak in real time right now to that, and I won't bother putting it in the description, show description, but you'll hear about it at some point in the coming weeks on either a regular BroPod or next time I do this. But anyway, really, the only two things I wanted to talk to you guys about, other than just kind of giving you guys that update on this past week and the opportunity that we did not take advantage of. I do these from time to time. Used to do it annually, but it's definitely been less than a year since I last did this. But just kind of a state of the show of sorts. I mentioned earlier the WeWatchables for Airborne. That, as I mentioned during the Airborne WeWatchables, is a movie that I'd wanted to do that movie for a very, very long time. And I've got a number of movies like that that I have wanted to do for a very, very long time. And it's interesting, including Roe, including a third party, I thought was super fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. He obviously did a great job. I'll say two things about the WeWatchables that I've said many times before. They do take a lot of work. You do have to watch the movie, no matter how many times you've seen it. It could be your favorite movie of all time. If we'd ever did Back to the Future, I would probably think to myself, I don't have to watch this movie. I know every line of this movie. But you should still watch the movie. And you have to watch it more than once. You're filling out answers to all these categories And, you know, one of the categories is half-assed internet research. So you have to do a bunch of internet research and try to find fun or interesting or entertaining facts that that are out there on the internet about the film that most people or, you know, you assume most people don't know. So it does take a lot of time. I'm saying this to say, literally, even if it was just monthly or twice a month, I have so much fun doing the WeWatchables. I could do a whole other podcast, again, once a month or twice a month, where I just do WeWatchables and kind of separate it, if you will, from the BroPod. Not that it would still be on the same channel, almost certainly, much like when Jamie and I do our shows, the other half shows, they're on this channel. But I could see myself doing an entire other show and certainly doing it with, you know, including Todd and most of them, but there are other movies. And if you know, you know, there's a movie, Miracle Beach, that when I was early high school, I guess, for a number of reasons was like a seminal movie for me. Todd's probably never seen it, but I know I have other friends who have seen it many times. And it's, again, one of those that was on HBO a bunch. But it was, let's say it was my sophomore year. So like Todd was at college, and there's that period of time, because he's a few years older than me, where I would have watched movies and he wouldn't have, or, you know, we don't always see eye to eye, obviously, on the types of movies that we like. But the point is, excuse me, going back to what I was saying earlier, the challenge, you know, again, the inspiration, of course, we give him all the credit in the world, Bill Simmons and the Ringer Network and the Ringer Podcast Network with his Rewatchables movie podcasts, you know, that's what he does for a living. He gets paid handsomely to do podcasts. So he has the time. If he's watching a movie two or three times and taking notes, and it takes him 6 or 10 hours over the course of a week or two, well, that's him doing his job. This is not my job. I do not get paid to do this. In fact, I lose money doing this podcast, as I think we've discussed many times. So it's a labor of love, as I've mentioned many, many times before. And again, if we're talking about introducing other people, you know, Mike and Steven Levin, you know, doing another one with Rohan, maybe even I'd have to reach out and get in contact with him, see if he was interested. But we alluded to him during the Airborne podcast, a good friend of mine, Mike Hayes, who knows a whole bunch about movies. I don't know if he'd be good on a podcast or not. Probably not. But I'd be willing to give it a shot because he knows a lot about movies, about film. I think even, is that what he studied in school? Maybe it was like journalism or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So there's tons of opportunities for that sort of thing. And again, I'd like to do these more frequently and do them more often, but it's just finding the time. It's coordinating, again, if I were to bring in other people. I mean, coordinating with Todd is hard enough, but to coordinate with Todd and coordinate with other people who may or may not be familiar with this, may or may not have equipment, like Ro didn't have equipment, and he was just speaking into a laptop. Again, it worked out fine. His audio was fine, but it sounds even better if you have a even low-grade, professional-level mic. So it's something I've been thinking about for a long time because, again, the crux of this, I very, very much enjoy doing the WeWatchables. I really do. It's so much fun, but it is work, and it does take time. And look, it's one of the show types that we do that legitimately, if I could find a way to monetize it, I would absolutely do it twice a month, if not more frequently than that. I'm not even kidding. I do it in a heartbeat because I just enjoy it so much. And I'm not even talking about thousands of dollars, let alone hundreds of dollars. If I could just find a way to get some level of reimbursement for my time, that would be very beneficial. So if anyone out there knows any sponsors, or knows Bill Simmons, and, you know, somehow I don't know. I don't know why he'd put a copycat show on his own network, but maybe, you never know. And by the way, yes, I'm keenly aware that we, you know, stole the idea, stole a lot of the categories. And if we ever did get the point of monetization, he could sue us. I don't think he would do that. And I'm not trying to put that out there into the world, but it's crossed my mind, let's just say. So hopefully that never comes to fruition, but it is a thought that I've had. But anyway, so I don't even know why I'm saying that. I don't know if there's a point to any of this. I just, it's something I've been thinking about here as in this quasi State of the Union of the show. I'd love to do more of those. I mean, I'd love to do more of all the fun type stuff that we do on this podcast. And there's nothing wrong with just the regular podcast too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, some of them are more fun than others. I think that's probably pretty obvious to most people out there that listen with any level of consistency and frequency. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up and talk about it completely. Excuse me. I have something stuck in my throat. I don't know what it is. And I foolishly only brought a tiny amount of beverage in with me. So I'm just going to push through it, I suppose. But shockingly, the other thing that I was going to talk about, and I mentioned it a moment ago, that Todd and I, and my dad even, he arrived in Baltimore towards the tail end of my trip, the NBA playoffs. So the NBA playoffs are going on. This is not officially Sibling Dribblings because there's no sibling. It's just me. But the NBA playoffs are going on right now. Some interesting series. Toronto won in a very dramatic fashion. The Sixers pushed Boston out tonight, I believe, in the East. Boston had a very weird season with Tatum being out most of the year, coming back arguably too early from an Achilles injury. Speaking of Achilles injuries, Minnesota lost Dante DiVincenzo. Anthony Edwards was out. Even the series that I'm following, the Lakers and Rockets, which is now over, the Lakers won. Kevin Durant didn't play the last three games of that series. And also in that series, Lakers won the first three, which was crazy. And then the Rockets came back and won the next two. And then in game six, the Lakers in Houston kind of destroyed them. They were up for most of the game by 15 or 20 points. Obviously not at the beginning, but they built a lead early and Houston just couldn't score, shot terrible from three. Same thing happened the Knicks-Hawks series. I think in the deciding game, the Knicks won by like 50, 45, something like that. And I say all this, again, I won't go into great detail. Todd and I can talk more about this on an actual Sibling Dribblings segment on a future upcoming podcast, perhaps next week. But I'm of course, going to speak primarily on the Lakers. So the Lakers are, Luka Doncic isn't playing. He's injured. He's got a leg injury. Austin Reeves didn't play the first several games of the series, came back, I think, in games five and six. I know he was in game six. I'm pretty sure it was game five as well. But on limited minutes, he also had a leg injury. So very hamstrung, pun intended. And yet they kind of decidedly won the series. They now, the prize they get for doing that is they get to play the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I think will be the end of their run this season. The Lakers run, that is, but time will tell. But it's just, it's the playoffs are interesting. You know, it's a couple teams have won that people did not expect to win. A couple others still won handily, as you'd expect. Some series went longer than people thought. But my opinion, and I would say the same thing about baseball and probably hockey. I don't really follow hockey, so I can't speak to it. But is that these professional sports nowadays, it seems as though the season, the regular season, is so long and is such a slog that for me, only speaking for myself, of course, by the time you get to the playoffs, it's just like, can we get this over with? Like, what? I don't understand what's going on. This is taking an eternity. Yeah, the level of play is increased. Sure. You're getting the best out of your teams. But I don't know. And, you know, someone is going to accuse me of being the old man, get off my lawn type thing right now with what I'm saying. But I don't know. The NBA starts in October. It's May. That's a long season. And maybe if I paid no attention, I've never done this before. That's a sociological experiment I could get into. Maybe if I paid absolutely no attention during the season, and then, you know, assuming my team that I root for made it in the playoffs, was just like, all right, now I'm going to start watching. Maybe then I'd have more interest. Maybe then I'd be like, all right, let's see, because I'd be both discovering how the team is playing. And sure, maybe I could follow along in the news, but I'm not watching a minute of action. And then finally it's like, all right, let me see how the team's playing. Catch up on all the players, you know, the same thing. And I think the other thing for me, and clearly I'm thinking of this off the top of my head as I'm going, but is I'm also, as everyone knows, I'm a big Duke fan. Another heartbreaking season end this season. I still don't even want to talk about it. That was such a horrendous end to that game. Just like last year, I think Duke should have at least made it to the championship game, if not won, but they did not have the opportunity. But I will say that maybe that's part of it too, is that I'm just watching a bunch of basketball, whole bunch of college, putting in a lot of time, a bunch of hours following the Duke team and others. I don't just watch Duke. I mean, let's be honest, full games, I'm only watching Duke, but I'll watch highlights and bits of other games. I'm watching all of that and Lakers, and you have March Madness, which ends pretty much as soon as it's over, playoffs start, within just a couple of weeks. That's a possibility, is that I'm overloaded. You know, as a fan, I am overloaded with content, if you will. So maybe that's a solution. I don't know. But here's what I'll say about the 2026 NBA playoffs specifically. Still wide open. A bunch of teams played well in the first round, showed well. Some, again, outperformed. Some underperformed, squeaked through, whatever. But it will be interesting. This is probably not the year for Wemby to come out as the face of the league, but he's definitely showing signs that he's ready to do that. If not this year, then probably next. I'm not saying he'll be the MVP or the best player or whatever, but he's just so unique. I mean, he looks unique to begin with, being so tall and so rail thin, but just his playing style is very unique. The fact that a guy that size can shoot threes, I mean, he doesn't shoot them super well, but just that he takes those shots. I think in the history of the NBA, you could probably count on a couple of hands how many people over 7 foot two, or I'm sorry, how many three-pointers people over 7 foot two have taken in their careers. I mean, it just doesn't happen. And Wemby's out there shooting them at a pretty consistent rate. So I'll keep watching. Obviously, I'm not going anywhere. I'll continue to follow and see what happens, but it's just been an interesting one. It's been an interesting series. It's been an interesting playoffs. And they're kind of just getting started. I mean, second round starts later this coming week. The West, I think, is fully set in the East. Maybe after tonight is as well. There might still be one game happening tomorrow. Just a lot going on and a lot to follow. So if you're a fan, follow along. Obviously, if you're not, the NBA would like me to also say follow along, but I'll leave it up to you. It's very dichotomous for me. Like I very much want to follow and want to care, but there's also, especially with these early rounds, there's two or three games every night until some of the series start ending. It's just every single, oh, and that's the other thing I'll say. I knew there was one other gripe that I had. A couple things. First of all, for whatever reason, I won't go into the details. I do know the details, but I won't go into it. Our local ABC affiliate here in the Denver area is not airing anything. It's a long story, but Xfinity, our cable provider, is in some, they have some beef with Scripps, which owns, I guess, the local ABC station. And so if you have anything set to record on that ABC station, that ABC network, it will just record a message that says that there's a beef going on and you're not getting your programming. Now, for the most part, the only thing I watch on ABC, or only thing I have watched over the past few months, is some NBA games and Celebrity Jeopardy. So the wife and I actually just tonight watched Celebrity Jeopardy on a one-day delay on Hulu. But it's just annoying. I missed a Lakers game because I thought it was recording, and it was just recording 3.5 hours of this message on the screen. But anyway, the point is games are on ESPN, they're on NBC, they're on Amazon Prime. Like, they're all over the place. You need a treasure map to find your games sometimes. And look, I get it, man. They got these big deals and everybody's making a bunch of money. But they're forgetting about the people that matter the most, which is the fans. The fans have to be able to find the games. And yes, in this modern age, you just pull up your phone, you go to the ESPN app or whatever. You can figure, or just, you know, Google it. You can figure it out. But gone are the days where it's on two networks, you know. It's either a TNT game or an ESPN game / ABC game. You know, now they're just all over the place. And it's a little wild. But so hopefully next year they can do better with that, have some level of consistency. I'll also say there's a minor gripe that they're sending the announcers all over the place. It's not like you're, you know, getting two announcers, a color guy and a play-by-play guy from the get-go, and you're just kind of stuck with those two. Now, that can be a blessing or a curse. You know, God forbid the Lakers series have Reggie Miller every time. I would hate that. I would watch them on mute. But by the same token, they're kind of changing who it is that's calling the games every time, and that's not great either. So, you know, this major mega media deal, I know, just happened not that long ago. I think they're still figuring things out, but it's still pretty frustrating that they're kind of going. There's definitely some growing pains. I'll put it that way. There's definitely some growing pains. So hopefully you do better next time around, NBA. I'll be there watching, but it doesn't mean I have to like it. So anyway, all right, guys, that's it. Just wanted to get on, chat about a few things with you. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully this audio works, obviously. And yeah, I think that's it. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back probably next week with a regular episode. I didn't really talk to Todd about his schedule next week, but I think all is well. We should be able to make that happen. I'm in Salt Lake Tuesday and Wednesday, so we'll be recording here in just a couple of days, on Tuesday night. But anyway, thanks for listening to this edition of Scott Speaks. I appreciate it. Thoughts are welcome, of course. TheBroPodNetwork@gmail.com. TheBroPodNetwork@gmail.com. Jump into our Instagram DMs or X at @the_bro_pod. @the_bro_pod. Of course, check out this website. Check out this podcast and all podcasts from the past at BroPodNetwork.com. Just BroPodNetwork. BroPodNetwork.com is where you can find this, or Spotify, or wherever you can find podcasts. So, without further ado, I appreciate you guys. And until next week, everybody.